The Autobiography of George Mueller, or A Million and a Half Answers to Prayer, Chapter 6, Part 4. Picking up on page 131, January 1st, 1840. Our usual meeting last night was most precious. We continued together from 7 till 12:30. Of all the similar meetings which we have had, it was, according to my judgment, by far the best. Not more than 5 prayed, but there was much more real prayer than at former meetings. This morning, about 1 hour after midnight, when our prayer meeting was over, I received a paper with some money sealed up in it for the orphans. A few minutes afterwards, I remembered that the individual who gave it was in debt, and I was aware she had been repeatedly asked by her creditors for payment. I resolved, therefore, without opening the paper, to return it, as no one has a right to give whilst in debt. This was done when I knew that there was not enough in hand to meet the expenses of the day. About 8 this morning, a brother brought £5, which he had received just then from his mother, for the orphans. Observe, the brother was allowed to bring it at once. The Lord knew our need, and therefore this brother could not delay bringing the money. January 25th. I have been much in prayer this week about going to Germany. Number 1, to see certain brethren whose purpose to go as missionaries to the East Indies, and number 2, to see my father once more. I am led to go just now because my health is again so failing that it seems desirable I should leave Bristol at all events, and thus I could continue to serve in the work of the Lord and yet attain to the benefit of my health at the same time. Lord, keep me from making a mistake in this matter. January 31st. Since January 22nd, several small donations came in for the orphans and several pounds by the sale of silver articles, trinkets, etc. But as I have to pay out today, £11.13, we are now again very poor. For many days past, we have been so helped that money has always come in before all was spent. Now there is only 1.05 in hand. The Lord will provide. I feel quite comfortable, though in 3 days I shall have to leave the work for several weeks. About 3 hours after I had written the above, came in £1.14.5. In the afternoon, I received still further from Tottenham for the orphans, £10, and in the evening from Hereford, £30, of which latter sum there was £6 for the orphan and £24 for the other objects of the Scriptural Knowledge Institution. Thus the Lord will kindly allow me to leave a little money behind on my departure, and I have also a still further answer to my prayer for means to purchase Bibles, for which I have asked the Lord repeatedly, and which he began to answer by the donation which I received on the 22nd. I have received £5 besides for the other objects. February 1st, I have now felt quite sure for several days past that I should leave Bristol for a season and go to Germany. February 2nd, there has come in still further nearly £9 for the orphans. How kind of the Lord to send this money just now, on the eve of my leaving home. February 3rd, I left for Berlin. Last visit to his father. I left Berlin on the evening of the 20th for Magdeburg, which I reached on the morning of the 21st, and on the same evening I arrived at my father's house. In all human probability, I now see my dear father the last time. He is evidently much weaker than he was 2 years ago and costs much more. What has the Lord done for me since I lived in the house where I am now? The two rooms where I am now most in prayer, reading the Word and confessing His name, were those very rooms in which I sinned most whilst living here many years ago. I have had again opportunity most fully to bring out the truth about the work of the Lord Jesus before my Father, while conversing a long time with a woman in His hearing, to whom I showed from Scriptures that we are to be saved, not by our works, but simply by faith in the Lord Jesus, who bore the punishment instead of us, and who fulfilled the law in our room. February 26. This morning I left Helsmersleben, H-E-I-M-E-R-S-L-E-B-E-N. I took leave of my father, most probably for the last time. It has been a great pleasure to me, and I consider it a great privilege to have been permitted by the Lord once more to see my father, once more personally to show him fidel love and regard, and once more to set the truth before him. He has been again during the whole of this my stay, most affectionate to me, as he was during my 2 former visits to him, since I left the continent to reside in England. How cheerfully should I have left him this morning, did I know him to be safe in Jesus. But alas, as he as yet is not resting upon Christ, though he is so far religious as to read prayers and the Bible. Brother Knoll reached me with much affection. Brother Knoll received me with much affection when this brother first came to Sandersleben in 1829. There was scarcely a single true Christian besides his master in the little town. Soon afterwards, he began to hold meetings, which were attended by two or three who loved the Lord Jesus. These meetings were for a long time suffered to go on quietly, but when the Lord blessed them and others were stirred up to care for their souls, Brother Cole had to appear before the magistrates and was forbidden to hold them. When this was of no effect, as he considered that he ought to obey, he ought only to obey earthly rulers in things in which they could do so with a good conscience, and they continued still to meet together. The police came into one of their evenings and forced them to discontinue it. When even this availed nothing, the brethren were finally threatened that everyone who attended these meetings should pay 3 thalers, and everyone who spoke or read at them should pay 5, which is a large sum in Germany for poor people. But notwithstanding all these obstacles, the few poor saints continued their meetings, but in secret, to be unmolested by the police. They have now neither a stated place nor a fixed time for their meetings. Runs the risk of imprisonment for preaching. On the second and third evening, while I was at Sandersleben, I met with them. On the second evening, we were in the room of a poor weaver. The dear brethren would have me sit on the only chair which was in the room. It was a very small room, perhaps twice as large as the loom which was in it. There was about 25 or 30 persons present, many of whom had seated themselves in or under the loom, and the rest sat on 2 or 3 little forms. These meetings were very precious. The very fact of going to them, with the feeling of having to pay the fine or to suffer an adequate imprisonment, should one be found there, makes them to be doubly valued, and I believe that the Lord's double blessing rests upon them. I spoke long both times, indeed, as long as I had strength, and the dear people seemed to eat the word. I have so circumstantially related these facts that thereby the children of God in Great Britain may be led more highly to value their religious privileges and to make good use of them whilst they are continued. March 9th, I arrived this evening in peace at Bristol and found my dearest wife and all in peace. Truly the Lord has abundantly blessed me and them while I have been from home. During the whole time of my absence, the Lord was not only supplied all the needs of the orphan, but on my return I found more in hand than there was when I left. The donations which came in during my absence amounted to between 80 and 90 pounds. March 22nd, today, when there was not a penny in hand for the orphans, I received the following donations: 3 pounds as the produce of the sales of the ladies' baskets, an old crown piece, an old half-crown piece, and a Spanish dollar, also 1 shilling. With Ecclesiastes 9:10 was given 2 pounds, 10 shillings. March 25th, all money was now again given out, when there came in, by sale of reports, 8 shillings, 9 dimes, and in small donations, 1 pound, 5 shillings, 11 dimes. March 26th, on the 17th, I received the following letter from a brother who several times helped us, and who also 2 months since sent 30 pounds. I have received a little money from. Have you any present need for the institution under your care? I know you do not ask, except indeed of him whose work you are doing, but to answer when asked seems another thing, and a right thing. I have a reason for desiring to know the present state of your means towards the objects you are laboring to serve, viz., should you not have any need of the departments of the Lord works, or other people of the Lord may have need. Kindly, then inform me, and to what amount, etc., what amount you at this present time need or can profitably lay out. At the time when this letter came, we were indeed in need, or at least it was desirable as far as I had light to have means, as I was just on the point of establishing an infant school, and as again Bibles were needed in order to go on with the circulation of the scriptures. Also in the orphan fund, there was only 2 shillings, 3.5 dimes. Nevertheless, I considered it, as I have hitherto acted, an example, telling the Lord alone about our need, I ought to continue to do, as otherwise, the principal object of the work, to be a help to the saints generally, by seeking to lead them to increased dependency upon God alone. Through this institution would be frustrated. I answer, therefore, the letter in substance as follows. Whilst I thank you for your love, and whilst I agree with you that in general there is a difference between asking for money and answering when asked, nevertheless, in our case, I feel not at liberty to speak about the state of our funds, as the primary object of the work in my hand is to lead those who are weak in faith to see that there is reality in dealing with God alone. After having sent off the answer, I was again and again led to prayer to the Lord in this way. Lord, thou knowest that for thy sake I did not tell this brother about our need. Now, Lord, show afresh that there is reality in speaking to thee only about our need, and speak therefore to this brother so that he may help us. Today, in answer to this, my request, this brother sent £100, of which sum I shall take £20 for the orphans and £20 for each of the other objects. Thus, I have means for establishing the infant schools and for ordering more Bibles. Also, the orphans are again supplied for a week, for when the money came in, there was not one penny in hand for them. Death of his father, April 7th. This evening, I received information from my little half-brother that my dear father died on March 30th. He was taken worse a few days after I left him. How kind of the Lord to have allowed me once more to see him. Had I gone to Germany at the time I first intended, he would most likely not have been alive to see me. As I know not of one believer in the whole town where he lived, I cannot for a certainty ascertain anything about his state before his death. But that which I do know gives me no proof of his having died in the faith of Christ. As to myself, I am sure of this, that it becomes me to adore that wonderful grace which plucked me as a brand out of the burning, and to say in reference to my dear departed father, shall not the judge of the earth do right, and in submission to the will of God, to be satisfied with his dealings? This, through grace, I am able to do. Every true believer who has unconverted parents for whose spiritual welfare he is concerned can understand what joy it would have been to me to have heard a satisfactory account of a true change of heart in my dear father before his end, and as it has been otherwise. I know, nevertheless, that God will be eternally glorified even in this dispensation. During no period did I pray more frequently or more earnestly for the conversion of my dear aged parent than during the last year of his life. But, at all events, it did not please the Lord to let me see the answer to my prayers. On April 19th, we preached for the last time in Gideon Chapel. 2.5 years afterwards, in October 1842, we rented a more suitable chapel, Salem, in the heart of the city. April 27th, Monday. The Lord knew that we were penniless and should be in need of fresh supplies today for the orphans. Therefore, he moved the hearts of some of his children to remember us in answer to our prayers. Yesterday, I received with Ecclesiastes 9:10, £5.10 from a sister who had lent this sum to someone, but never expected it again, and now, having unexpectedly received it, gave it to the Lord for the orphans. For the rent of the orphan houses there came in £1.10. May 2nd, nothing having come in for 5 days, we were today again penniless. In answer to prayer, 5.6 shillings came in, and some trinkets were sent. What these were, the donor does not wish to be known. Thus we were helped through this day. Observe here how the Lord allowed 5 days to pass away, without influencing the hearts of any to send us supplies. But the moment there is real need, the stream runs again. May 4th. But what came in yesterday, we were supplied for today. But the Lord sent today still more, as that which came in yesterday was only enough for today. There was given in money £7, of which £3 was the profit
on the sale of the ladies' baskets, which are made by some sisters in the Lord for the benefit of the orphans. Last evening, a brother was baptized, who on the Lord's Day of this year came with his intended wife to Bethesda Chapel. Both were in an unconverted state. They both were at the same meeting through which Brother Craig was said, made to feel the power of the truth, and in consequence were led to Jesus and found peace in him, and are now both in communion with us. The Lord still condescends to use us as instruments. Today, we conversed with 7 persons about fellowship and had to send away 5, being worn out after we had seen the 7, one after the other. Only since April 1st, 41 persons have come to us to speak about their souls. May the Lord in his mercy give us helpers in the work, for truly the harvest is great. And may not our ingratitude for his abundant blessing upon our labors oblige him to shut up his hands from continuing to use us. May 6th, this evening I received £10 for the orphans and £10 for the infants' school, which we are on the point of opening, before our little stock is quite exhausted. The Lord has thus kindly sent a fresh supply. Thus also my prayer is answered in being able to give to 2 of the sisters in the orphan houses some money for their personal expenses. May 8th, there are 4 believers staying at my house, and today we had only a few shillings to our own money left. I gave myself, therefore, to prayer for means of our own personal expenses. In answer to my request, I received this morning £5. May 16th, the need of today. As we were again penniless, led us to open the boxes in the orphan houses, in which £2, 2 dimes, were found. There was given 5 shillings besides. In the evening came in still further a sovereign from a sister, a servant to whom, with the following lines, the Lord has put it into my heart to send a sovereign to the orphans. He indeed put it into my heart, which was once at enmity with God, and would have said, lay it by, you may want it when you are old. But then I could not look towards heaven and say, I know my heavenly Father will supply all my need. Neither could I say, Abba Father, for I knew him not. May 27th, this morning the last coals were used in the infant's orphan house and in the boys' orphan house. There were only enough for today, and there was no money in hand to buy more. And this I need, TPC, sent a load of coals, how kind of the Lord. A plain proof that not in displeasure, but only for the trial of our faith are we allowed to be so poor. Evening, the Lord has had mercy. A person bought some days since several articles which have been given to be sold for the benefits of the orphans, and owed £6.15. This morning I asked the Lord to incline his heart to bring the money, or a part of it, as we were in such need. Just as I was going to meet for prayer with my fellow laborers this afternoon, he came and brought £4. But my kind Father showed us still further today that only for the trial of our faith he had for a season withheld supplies. For there was given this evening with Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, £5, that there is one thing more to be recorded respecting this day, as precious or more so than what has been said. I was today informed that the Lord has begun to stir up several of the boys to care about their souls. June 17th, only 4 shillings has come in. By my children's needlework. This is all we have to meet the need of today, except 2 shillings, 6 dimes, which I found in the box in my house, which our poverty led me to open. Evening, the Lord has had mercy upon us, a sister to whom some time since some money was left, and whom the Lord has made willing to lay it all out in his service, having received a small part of what is coming to her, brought £5, 10 shillings, 6 dimes, of it this afternoon for the orphans. There came in still further this evening £2. For several days past, I have been very poor in reference to my own temporal necessities, as well as in reference to the orphans. Today, we were especially poor in both respects. But our kind Father remembered not merely the need of the dear orphans, but gave me also some money for my own personal expenses. The same sister just referred to, who brought the £5, 10 shillings, 6 dimes for the orphans, brought me also £7 for myself. June 22nd, today, the Lord willing, I purpose with my wife to accompany to Liverpool 3 German brethren and the 5 German sisters who propose to sail from thence for India. Under these circumstances, it is desirable to leave at least a little money behind. This desire of my heart, the Lord has granted. For this morning, D.C. gave me £5. In the evening, a sister who has left Bristol today sent me by her mother £5, having particularly requested her to let me have the money today, as she knew that I was going away tomorrow. This evening, we had a special missionary prayer meeting, at which the brethren and sisters were commended to the Lord. June 23rd, this morning we left for Liverpool, where we safely arrived in the evening. On July 2nd, I accompanied the German brethren and sisters to the vessel. Just before they went on board, one of the missionary brethren gave me £6 then sterling for the orphans. He had sold his plate while at Bristol, considering that as a servant to Jesus Christ and as one who desired to preach Jesus to the poor Hindus, he needed it not. This money was the produce of it, except for £2, which he had spent in purchasing a few books. In giving it to me, he said, the money which we have in the common stock, being together, £20 for the 8, is enough for us. For some months, while we are on board, we need no money at all. While you may lay it out, and when we need more, the Lord will again supply our need. The other brethren and sisters have no money of their own, and I desire likewise to have none. The Lord has laid the orphans particularly on my heart, and therefore you must not refuse to accept it. This brother little knew how on that very day I had been repeatedly asking the Lord for means. Truly, this was one of the most remarkable ways of obtaining money, as it came from a poor German missionary who, in dependency upon the Lord for his temporal supplies, went to the East Indies. I sent off at once £5 of this money to Bristol. On July 4th, I received the following letter from Bristol, dated July 3rd. My dear brother, the last account I sent you left us in the greatest poverty. We had sufficient, it is true, for the time then present, but there was no money to take in bread with. In the afternoon, there was an old riding habit sent for the orphans, which I sold this morning for 7 shillings. I also sold a few books for 5 shillings. 2 old silver thimbles and a ring for 1 shilling 6 dimes. Besides this, 1 shilling 6 dimes was sent for reports, making it all 15 shillings. This purchased dinner for the 3 houses. At 12 o'clock we met for prayer. We were indeed in great need. There was no money either for bread or milk. The coals in all the 3 houses were used, and in every other respect, the stores were in a low state. We had really wanted nothing, but there was scarcely anything left. Well, while we were in prayer to God, your letter came. One of the sisters opened the door and received it, and after prayer it was given to me. You will be able to conceive the greatness of our joy on opening it and finding it to contain £5. I cannot express how much I felt. During the trial, I had been much comforted by the Lord sending a little token of his love every day. It just proved that he was mindful of us and our poverty, and that when his time was come, he would send us an abundance. I think we all felt your absence a little, although not cast down on that account. Money is very precious to those who, like us, so evidently see the hand and heart of our Heavenly Father in bestowing it. The sisters send their love to you, your affectionate brother, R.B. On July 17th, I returned to Bristol. August 13th, yesterday there was given a collection of shells, which was sold today, and supplied the necessities of the day, with an addition of 10 shillings, which a brother gave last evening, and 4 shillings was taken out of the box in the infant's orphan house. August 15th, there was today the gravest poverty in all the 3 houses. All the stores were very low, as the income throughout the week had been very small. In addition to this, it was Saturday, when the wants are nearly double in comparison with other days. At least £3 was needed to help us comfortably through the day. But there was nothing towards this in hand. My only hope was in God. The very necessity led me to expect help for this day. For if none had come, the Lord's name would have been dishonored. Between 12 and 1, 2 sisters in the Lord called on me, and the one gave me £2, and the other 7 shillings 6 dimes for the orphans. With this, I went to the boys' orphan house about 1 o'clock, where I found the children at dinner. Brother B., put the following note into my hand, which he was just going to send off. Dear brother, with potatoes from the children's garden, and with apples from the tree in the playground, which apples were used for apple dumplings, and 4 shillings 6 dimes, the price of some articles given by one of the laborers, we have a dinner. There is much needed, but the Lord has provided and will provide. There came in still further this day by the sale of reports, 1 shilling. By the box in the girls' orphan houses, 1 shilling. By children's needleworks, 6 shillings 6 dimes. By a donation of one of his sisters in the orphan houses, 6 shillings. Thus, we had this day, £3, 6 shillings 6 dimes, to meet all necessities and are brought to the close of another week. August 20th. Today, there was not enough money in hand to meet all the demands. But it's being known that yesterday several persons had put money into the boxes in the orphan houses. They were opened and found to contain £1, 4 shillings 6 dimes, which was more than sufficient. I would call upon the believing readers to admire the love and wisdom and power of God in ordering it that persons should come to the orphan houses just at the time when there is temporal pressure, and should be influenced to put money into the boxes. These little sums have been often the means of helping us in our greatest need. August 23rd, Lord's Day. As we have often found it to be the case, so it is again now. After the Lord has tried our faith, he, in the love of his heart, gives us an abundance, to show that not in anger, but for the glory of his name, and for the trial of our faith, he has allowed us to be poor. This morning I received from an aged and afflicted servant £3, and a little afterwards £8 from QQ. From another servant, 5 shillings. Also 2 shillings was put anonymously into the box of Aseda, besides the £1, 10 shillings for rent. Thus the Lord has kindly given today £12, 17 shillings. August 29th, Saturday. For many weeks past, very little has come in for the other funds. The chief supply has been by the sale of Bibles. Last Saturday, I was not able to pay the whole of the weekly salaries of the teachers in the day schools, which, however, does not make me a debtor to them, as it is an understood thing that they have not to look to me for payment, but to the Lord. Today, again, only 2 shillings was in hand, whilst several pounds were needed to pay the salaries. It appeared now plainly to be the will of the Lord that, as all the laborers in the orphan houses know that the state of the funds, so the brethren and sisters who labor in the day schools should share the trial of faith and the joy of faith with us. Accordingly, we all met, and after I had laid on their hearts the importance of keeping to themselves, for the Lord's sake, the state of the funds, we prayed together. August 30th, 1840, Lord's Day. Today, the Lord has again bountifully opened his hand for the orphans. There came in with Ecclesiastes 9:10, £5. From a sister, a servant, 10 shillings. And for rent, £1, 10 shillings. Besides this, 10 shillings 3 dimes and 2 shillings 6 dimes were announced to be put into the box of Bethsaida. September 5th, Saturday. Because there had come in so little during the last days, at least £3 was requisite to supply the need of today. There was, however, not 1 penny in hand when the day commenced. Last evening, the laborers in the orphan houses, together with the teachers of the day schools, met for prayer. This morning, one of the teachers, who had a little money of his own, brought £1, 5 shillings 6 dimes. Thus, as we had hoped, we were enabled to provide for the dinner. In the afternoon, all of us met again for prayer. Another teacher of the day schools gave 2 shillings 6 dimes, and 1 shilling came in besides. But all this was not enough. There was no dinner provided for tomorrow, nor was there any money to take in milk tomorrow. And besides this, a number of other little things were to be purchased, that there might be no real want of anything. Now observe how our kind Father helped us. Between 7 and 8 this evening, a sister whose heart the Lord has made willing to take on her the service of disposing of articles which are sent for sale, brought £2, 10 shillings 6 dimes for some things which came a fortnight ago from Worcester. And last Wednesday from Leeds, the sister stated that though she did not feel at all well, she had come because she had it so laid on her heart that she could not stay away. A precious secret. September 8th. How kindly has the Lord so ordered it that, for some time past the income of the school fund should have been so little, in order that thus we might be constrained to let the laborers in the day schools share our joys and our trials of faith, which had been before kept from them. But as the above 2 years ago, the Lord ordered it so that it became needful to communicate to the laborers of the in the orphan houses the state of the funds, and made it a blessing to them, so that I am now able to leave Bristol. And yet the work goes on. So I doubt not the brethren and sisters who are the teachers of the day schools will be greatly blessed by being thus partakers of our precious secrets respecting the state of the funds. September 9th, evening. About 12 this morning, a brother, a stranger, who is staying near Bristol, came with some of his family to the orphan houses. While Brother B was for a few moments out of the room to fetch a key, the visiting brother took the opportunity of secretly putting something into the box of the boy's orphan house. Brother B, however, perceived it before he could get away from the box, and the brother being gone, our great need brought it out, when it was found to be 5 pounds. Thus the Lord kindly has provided for the need of today and tomorrow. When this money was given, we were exceedingly poor, for not only would there have been no means to take in the usual quantity of bread in one of the houses, but there was no money to take in milk in the afternoon in any of the houses. The Lord knew our need, and therefore just now sent this brother. September the 11th, the Lord has sent in still further and more richly for the orphans. This morning 1 pound was given to me, which had been sent from Thoroughbridge, and this afternoon a brother who came from Scotland gave me 10 pounds and brought several trinkets. In the afternoon came in 3 pounds by the sale of articles. September 12th, the Lord has sent in still more. This morning there were sent 10 pounds through a banker in London by the order of a sister at Wolchester, and 10 shillings was put into the box at my house. This has been a week of peculiar mercies, as above 40 pounds had been sent in besides several articles. We have continued to meet for prayer every morning from 7 to 8. September 16th, during the last week, above 40 pounds came in yet, because the usual expenses for housekeeping were about 15 pounds, and because most of the sisters who labor in the orphan houses had not had for a long time any money of their own for their own personal necessities. We were the day before yesterday again so poor that only a few shillings were left. The Lord, knowing this, sent in a little money, and by a sister from the Isle of Wight, 7 rings, 2 brooches, 2 pins, 1 pair of earrings, 2 pairs of studs, all of gold. September 21st, today a brother from the neighborhood of London gave me 10 pounds to be laid out as it might be most needed. As we have been praying many days for the school, Bible, and missionary funds, I took it all for them. This brother knew nothing about our work when he came 3 days since to Bristol. Thus the Lord, to show his continued care over us, raises up new helpers. They that trust in the Lord shall never be confounded. Some who helped for a while may fall asleep in Jesus. Others may grow cold in the service of the Lord. Others may be as desirous as ever to help, but have no longer the means. Others may have then a willing heart to help, and have also the means, but may see it the Lord's will to lay them out in another way. And thus, from one cause or another, were we to lean upon man, we should surely be confounded. But in leaning upon the living God alone, we are beyond disappointment and beyond being forsaken because of death or want of means or want of love or because of the claims of other work. How precious to have learned in any measure to stand with God alone in the world and yet to be happy and to know that surely no good thing shall be withheld from us whilst we walk uprightly. September 25th, it is now 11:30. Nothing has come in as yet. How the Lord will help us through the day is not my care. For sure I am, he will help. I am just going to meet with my fellow laborers for prayer. Perhaps the Lord will again, at the time of the meeting, fill our mouths with praise, as he has done so many times. My soul waits on him for deliverance. How truly precious to have such a father as we have. We're ending at September 26th, 1840. This is chapter 6, part 4. We'll pick up on the next one.